Blog Talk Radio.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see why I'm
The man you're about to see in here, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Every voice and sing, till I didn't ever ring with the harmony. Oh, let our rejoice and rise high. Love has your tea.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sang.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy?
Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello. This is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax-free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
9825. Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. Well, today is a special day. It is my birthday. And why am I doing the show? Because my producer out somewhere kicking it on my birthday. Can you dig that, everybody? So what I decided to do was continue to do my show because of my 727,000 listeners and viewers all around the world checking me out, me tuning in, making it able for me to get 5,000 downloads a day. I appreciate the 5,000 downloads a day I'm getting. But anyway, a day, that's hot, a day. You know, that means people going back, not the ones listening live that, you know, roll. But anyway, that's another story itself. I'm trying to get to a million. And we about 727,000 trying to get to a million. But anyway, enough of that. I'm going to be reading mail, texts, and responding to all the questions that everyone's been sending in, asking, tripping on me, Dana. Sometimes people tripping on Bianchi. The letters I've been hearing that people have been saying and questions and comments and stuff that I discard. I'm going to air some of those questions out so people that have been sending them don't think I don't respond. I do read them. I do keep them around on me. So what I'm going to do is get the letters out, but let me start with a little disco, a little house music to get everybody in the mood. I'm not going to be playing music all night. I am going to be talking and reading, but it is my birthday, so I'm trying to keep it festive, everybody. Here we go, intro house mix. Hit it.
Can you feel it? Can you
thank you.
347-838-9825. 347-838. Man, all the doors slammed. I'm trying to get back down to the spot. 347-838-9825. Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. Right now will be the time where I'll be playing my Jimmy Gap Soul spot. But since I've been playing music, let me get a chance to start by answering a few questions. Now, this comes from Ida Johnson in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. And it reads, "Dear Jimmy Lee, do you have something against the Jackson? It sounds personal when you go off of them." Well, let me answer that in three ways. I'm sorry if it sounds personal, because it kind of is. But since I am the opposition, it's my duty to be on the opposite. Kind of look at me like the... Black Ed Schultz on the Republican side. Look at me like something like that, you know. But when I slam him for the things he do because the man is wrong, that's just straight up. Okay, keep it moving right here. This is coming from the Get Money Crew. Easy Zeke from the Get Money Crew would like to know, how come I don't play music every day on the radio? Well, because Zeke, I try to mix politics and hip hop together. I'm trying to be the one of the very few conservative, even though I'm a fiscal conservative, social moderate politician out there, to keep it real, to let everybody know that we all don't walk lockstep. I like hip hop and I like to keep the topics out there, and I like to show America how diverse we is. But let me go in there and kick it to my signature song, and thank you for tuning in, because I would not be as successful as I am today without you all listening to me. And I'm trying to get like 6,000 a day downloaded, not just listening. I got more listening, but just downloaded. That means that y'all putting it on your spot, y'all putting it on your apps, y'all putting it on your spot, y'all playing over and over again for your people. I appreciate that. Thank you very kindly.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my
can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Bop, bop, bop it out of bebop. Bop, bop. Yeah, bass man. Come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Sound good. Yeah. Saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3.
Jimmy got soul. Jimmy got
comes around. For a man to be a man, take back his time. I gotta do something to shake things up. I like Johnny Mathis, but I can't do that stuff. Jimmy got soul, Jimmy got soul, Jimmy got S-O-U-L soul. I can't do rock, I can't do roll. What I can do, baby, is show my soul. Jimmy got soul, Jimmy got soul, Jimmy got, Jimmy got, Jimmy got soul.
But I hope you're still listening, Miss Carla Watkins, who asked me in her letter, do I always play hip-hop? And that should be the answer, not only for my breaks and intro, but I got a lot of soul cuts. Not only old school, I got soul from people that most people haven't heard. Let me give an example. Let me give you just an example. Here's a cut, Miss Carla, from a guy that I have not played in a minute because people have not heard him in a second. Theo Huff, I Need Some Loving Tonight. Let me know what you think about this, Carla. Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of letters here addressed to my little lady Dana. Since they think she's a co-host, I might go in there and make it a co-host of my show since y'all think that. And a couple of letters addressed to my homie Pianki. I'm going to try to go in. I'm going to deal with them, but let me go in and address these little music topics because I want to get those out the way. For my people that who tunes in on Monday through Wednesday, expecting to hear, you know, the hip-hop show that I play Thursday. I have someone saying that you said I don't have a soul Sunday. I did say that. When is it? Well, so it's, I promise you this, and that's coming from Theo's manager. I promise you this, that I will have the Soul Sunday. I'm thinking I'm going to call it Sand Flat Soul Sunday, dedicated to my people in Sand Flat, Mississippi. Sand Flat Soul Sunday after the football season. Because, you know, the football season do be draining me out, and I'm going to try to get the music of the artists that send me that. That's not hip-hop. That's kind of soul, like the Theo Huff I played, like the Jimmy Lee Review, like the Island Girl. So I give those songs a chance to play. Carla Watkins in Madison, Wisconsin, like to know how is the top 10 picked. The top 10 is picked by the songs that I sing. If you send me more than one, let's say more than three songs, then I have a smorgasbord to pick. Then I will circulate the songs on Thursday throughout the day. And the ones that people email me on at jimmysonthegrounds@gmail.com. Or send us a shout out in our Facebook page at Jimmy Underground Radio Network on the Facebook page, and send us Texas, and then we tabulate those things, and that's how we get it. And yes, Diva is making money, and we do have a female on the chart. She wants to know how come there's no females on the top 10. And we also had Dana Divine with that song that you don't know where you're going. You forgot about that cut. It just blazed the top 10. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and play it for you right now, since you say I don't play females. This is a cut that I was always playing with Dana Divine. She went like number 3, number 2, and number 1 on our top 10 list.
You done know him. Dana. Yo, check it. Yeah. No matter if you're not ridiculous, we're not going to be ridiculous. The father of the blessing in abundance in store for us. You take your life serious, and live your life so dangerous. Now this is a champion that know him of a purpose. Great is your love, that is coming from above. More than kisses and hugs, it is all about the blood. No jealousy, no rush, no pushing, no shrug. Stand firm, be strong, one of my friend of us.
We all look for miracles each and every day. A quick thing that will temporarily carry us away. Each of us has questions about the road that we should take, cause we know there's a consequence for the choices that we make.
Oh,
5. Now, there you go for those who say, I don't play female on my song. Okay, now 2. This is going out to Susan Tamazuki. Hope I pronounced your name right. And she would like to know the name of that song, Victim. That's Stanton, Carol Stanton. Hope I said her name right. I'll pull it up for you. It's an old cut. It's nothing new. I won't give you the right name, so give me a second. Okay. Candy Stanton. And it's Victim. Okay. We got Janice Miller from Shreveport, Louisiana. She'd like to know, how do I pick my theme songs? For Issues. So you mean when I play like the Common Sense? Oh, I think she's thinking when I play like the Common Sense song or songs like Victim. Basically, I picked them from the situation that be arising. I think that these songs be funny, and then they might address the issue. Jesse Jackson, not a victim.
Thank you.
Yeah, songs like that, I just picked them up because at that time, I felt the Jacksons were running around singing the victim role. Well, contrary to belief that the community has been victimized by their leadership or lack thereof. You got shootouts, fires. And she's not even living in Chicago. She's either in Cleveland or D.C. I guess she didn't think that the job would be this difficult, which is a councilwoman. We call them aldermen here in the city of Chicago, you know. But I ain't going to sit there and go into Jackson's, but because there's a guy named Donnie Trotter. This guy could be the victim now by carrying a loaded weapon onto a plane. Now, rumor is word on the street is that he's so blasé fed with that he's custom of going through the airport like that. If that's the truth, that's a no-no. Stay tuned for that next week, everybody. That's going to be really something big. I don't know if I'm going to be on that or not. We got one from Jackson, Mississippi, stating, yes, I'm familiar about the lady that passed away in Jackson that past weekend, but I don't have enough information on her to talk about her call, so that's why I didn't mention it. Excuse me. And yes, Sherman Hemsley was buried. I'm sorry that I didn't mention that also. I did a lot of satire on him being not around. So I'm sorry I didn't get closure on that. When I come back, I'm going to ask those questions about Pianchi and Dana after this break right here. Hey, please stay tracking.
She walked in the court, her knees buckled, saying for a man to survive, he need hustle. Seen and been through struggle her whole life, made the transition from being his home to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. Yeah. Bearing her chest, her face with tears. Had her man's back, he was facing years. In her name, though the place was his. They trying to take everything except the kids. For years she been through scuffling fights while he trying to hustle that white up all night. Wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. Yeah. The judge yelled for order, court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed. The court awaited as the foreman got the verdict from the bailiff. Emotional outbursts, tears, and smear makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime, the queenpin.
Now, isn't that song self-explanatory? When it has to deal with the Jacksons, seeing how he's going down for remodeling. Who do you think was in charge of the finances? He should know better than that. But that's the lifestyle of the richest shamers, some down with the name, some down nameless, lost boys, that is. Dude, about to go. Okay, let me go to another level. Let me go to another level. Okay. Innocent to proven guilty. Give Jesse Jackson Jr. a break. People, he has already admitted to the crime that they say he's been accused of. Right now, he's in the process of working a deal out. Now, what deal can he possibly make is the question. I'm sorry, people. I'm just keeping asking Jesse Jackson questions because a lot of people must have been salty. Y'all must really love the Jacksons, huh, man? The guys that went on the wire, his father's in jeopardy, his mother's in jeopardy, his brother's in jeopardy, his wife's in jeopardy, Operation Push in jeopardy, the all-black community's in jeopardy. We can't even get a qualified candidate to replace him in the Second War because they all into the turmoil. I mean, come on, man. People, please. Please. Kale McDonald in Yellow Springs, Ohio, would like to know. I don't know about Yellow Springs, Ohio. What's going on in Yellow Springs? Home of Antioch College. Now, she would like to know how come I allow Bianchi to take advantage of Dana when she's on the air? Second question is, she would like to know, do I be staging the calls for having the white man call my show? Danny can hold her on, Carol. Bianchi's good, he can hold on to his views. I respect Bianchi's views, like, you know, I may argue with Danny, but I respect his views, but, you know, I disagree with almost 75% of them. But I respect the views. Now, I do love a good show when Bianchi goes off, even though he might have snapped off on guitar and she got upset. Hey, I wish they could have kept going on because of my feelings about choice and vouchers and stuff like that. So I like to get someone from an educational point of view, black folks in their own schools, but I don't want to set Tara up there because I know she feels that same way also, but she's fighting the cause of the teachers' union. So that's how come that came up. But now the question on the white man, no. You see, people want to test me to see if I'm really a Republican or not, I guess. You know, try to rattle my cage. But no. And on the underground, everybody's opinion and views are welcomed. That's why it's the underground. We're not all the way above ground so everybody can't hear you. And yes, Eugene Moore from Cincinnati, Ohio. If I advertise more, I have a lot more people listen to me, but I like to be word of mouth. I like to be hip hop because I am music.
I rap for them in ghettos, I blast for them, master them at the party. body and all. Be the universal language, that's the body and all. With the Billie Holiday, Bob Marley and y'all. Y'all feel most hot when I be a y'all. System, with the rhythm, I up jump the boogie. Same, I rely on record labels to push me. Since the bush, I've been y'all way to escape. You beat tracks, wax, CDs, tapes, I am music.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Risen, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Risen offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona room or Haitian room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Risen. Visit us online at phoenixrisen.com.
Even superheroes gotta be healthy. Get the Sister Girl Workout Book, a graphic novel available this Black History Month at the DuSable Museum Trading Post gift shop located at 56 and Cottage Grove in Chicago. There you'll find our growing line of hot black age graphic novels, or visit Only Studios at www.onlistudios.com. Plus, get your own Only Wears Art Star Denim Jacket. These one-of-a-kind special designs are available now at the Elephant Room Gallery at 703 South Wabash in Chicago. Only's wearable art brings out the art star in you. Indie today, Black Age forever at www.onlistudios.com.
Walking down the street now is a dangerous thing. There are drug dealers, crack houses, gang members, and crackheads. People fighting, cursing, and killing too. So much chaos, we don't know what to do. But if people only knew that they are hurting little children, if they can only see what our community could be. When in consultation, 1, stay calm. 2, try to say something positive. 3, tell the person what's on your mind. 4, ask if the person understands. 5, thank the person for listening if you can. Come on, y'all, let's be an example. It has to start somewhere. How about now? For more information on ways to prevent violent crimes, contact Totally Positive Productions at 773-488-9553.
Are you the parent of a troubled teen, or you just want to have a closer relationship with your child? If so, sign up for our free webinar called 5 Easy Tips to Effective Communication with Your Teen right now, hosted by teen expert Release Henry. Log on to successfulteenparenting.com/webinar.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
347-838-9825. Decided to give you a little old school mix. Renegades of Funk ended out. That was a Soul Sonic Force that ended the little set out. I had that little mix queued in for Hip Hop History Month to give everybody a little sample of what hip hop is. You know, it started off sometime with dancing, basically, before it became lyrically inclined. You had the Breakers, graffiti artists, ways of getting your music and stuff out and heard. I was bringing my son home from school, and we was listening to some new music and stuff, playing some old school ED. And he finally heard that we're here. Looking at Magucci is about that time came from. But I guess some Cash Money Crew was going on. Cold Crush Brothers was playing. He said he's glad hip-hop had changed from the style it was in. So I'm like, man, no, it's okay. You understand. Everything evolves, even when the music is evolving at now. Kind of hip-hop Kanye's got is a more popular hip-hop style than more, you know, in-your-face, gruddy, grimy hip-hop style. Not saying you got to be grimy to have a hip-hop style. Tomorrow I'm going to touch on the little Rick Ross Gangsta Disciple beef, but I don't want to touch on that right now, but I'm going to deal with that in a minute. I lost connection with everything here for 1 second. Lord have mercy. Okay, here we go. I forgot how to... No, I'm fine. I'm back online, I got my son. I'm using my son's system. I got how it was. This is my system. Anyway... That's how hip-hop was, be like how it is now. So I accidentally heard the little Scarface cut with Nas and DJ Premier. It's this cut I'm about to play in a minute, but it shows you how hip-hop people see, how the people in the industry sees it. All right, Joe, it's for you.
This is special.
And if I cried 2 tears for her, that would be the most that I would give to her. She left me stranded in my nightmares, taking pictures of my memories. She right there, twisting on the blade in my heart deep, always on my mind so I can't sleep. She used to tell me she was all mine. Now the only way I see the broad is online. I'm doing drugs trying to feel you. I'm killing me trying to kill you. I built my whole life around you. I thought I found it all when I found her. Shopping sprees on whatever coast. How'd you really feel? I may never know. And as I ride through these streets with my hand on my heat, eyes red from the sweet side. Realize some things never change. Once in love and don't, you don't look at it the same, man. Fuck love, cause she don't live here. I'm soaked in blood, but I'm still here. Hip hop, heartbreak, straight lace, deep bass, 808s plus the mixtapes. Got a nigga feeling like an open lecture. Get away, now you're all in the lectures. Being studied by the college's professors. Now I regret the day I met ya. I'll be the first one to say it. She ain't the one you wanna play with. I'll fuck hip hop.
And if I cry 2 tears for her, that will be the most that I can give to her. I am Joseph, Daryl, Jason, Dr. Dre, O'Shea, and a host of those who passed away today. I'm Drake, Wayne, 2 Chainz. You say you wanna rap to this bitch, you must commit. Then you're a slave to your grave. You won't get out, you cannot quit. She menstruates weekly. Her vibe covers keep you warm, but the source to her heart is love. Word up, right on, you know how girls are. She love when you licking on her world star, kissing on her belly. Trick on her and onyx. Confused fans think that she illuminates demonic, but she's the object of my affection. God's essence, God bless her. She bought me Bentleys, Breitlands, made some friends resent me for writing about my life. They thought I should have stayed quiet. She took me to places I would have never saw without her, and she took me from my girl Powder.
I'll doubt I ever be the same. Hollow be thy name. Give me strength so I don't do this thing. Like a rental James Brad warned me. While driving this all-born Ferrari. Never follow winner games. I fuck around and I'll be sorry. But I try to use the rider. For dollars, not the fame. She slowed me down and had me guzzling on cups of lean. She's a middle-aged cougar. Showing young as the dream. Notice she wasn't breathing for a second. Then I screamed, she's dead. And everybody took it out on that. I was just looking out for my music family. Wasn't trying to claim her to myself. She's yours. You can have her. She's a motherfucking whore. I fuck hip hop.
And if I cry 2 tears for her, that would be the most that I would give to her. She ain't the one you want to play with.
You say you want to rap to this bitch, you must commit.
And if
I cry 2 tears for her, that will be the most that I can give to her.
The one you want to play with.
I fuck
hip hop. And you all know how to start beat. Go! This shit's special. This shit's special.
Get a little too high. Start thinking what happens to you when you die. Does your soul rest where your coffin is? Or death just a metamorphosis? Life go on in the mental form. If we live a good life, will we get reborn? Is it a heaven or we trapped in hell? Where do we go from here? Nobody came back to tell. If we reincarnated or perish in time, could you shine with darkness and inherit your mind? And your eyes closed for good, you out the galaxy now. It's a subconscious dream, our reality now. Missing the brain with no physical frame. Could we return to the hood on a spiritual plane? Ask yourself if I pass tonight. Am I prepared for what's after life? Kick death in the ass, become one with the creator, till my mind is greater, get insight so I can design and find data, to my third eye, give me your bird's eye view, focus on my ghost is on the curb by you, watching you mourn my death like I'm lost in time, what a witch you even if I don't cross your mind, when you pull out liquor, I'm catching the cognac, when you pull out a split, I'm catching the contact, trying to look after my people, that's trapped in evil playing, craft the CEO to get, gas the kilos and still do some of the things I love to do, hang on the street, up in the club or two, see women and catch them in their wildest dreams, possess them, make them do the wildest things, and my peace, what I'ma do, is pray that you bless, and my kids keep them away from the angel of death, so just in case if I pass tonight, yo, I'm prepared for what's after life.
I guess it isn't for me. MLK had a dream, I guess it wasn't for the team. I think I need a camera, cause I'm making history. Talking about all my good times and these memories. Cooking up dreams, working with the right recipes. Give you what is left of me, because the stress is draining me. Thanks to all my exes, I can tell the pain is training me. Break the chuck for the luck, for a quick nut bust. 1923, Rosewood, are you hearing me? Hang me in a tree if you wanna put the blame on me. Shame on me for asking questions, already got the answers to. Writing for these answers while these people go bananas, making something into nothing. Ignorance is bliss, call me nigga if you diss. The story is dismissed, and yes, it's dismissed. And history is missed, and these are the thoughts of a young black MC. Fan, yeah.
Blade, so immature, yeah, mistakes. So immature, thoughts,
kissing all these girls.
Tell these people that it all takes patience. Time to make greatness, I'm that in the making. Back in its place with my hat back, backpack full of lost dreams. That moment that you realize shit ain't what it all seems. Then you start to lose hope and you start to give it up. Never give a whole love, never give a nigga trust. At no point I'm dying down, might as well live it up. Trying to find life's purpose in a blunt. I done took it from being a class clown to laying these tracks down. Had these rappers in the coffin, way I make them back down. It's high death, man, what else is new? Killing lame rappers when I ain't got nothing else to do. Let me stop, Jay, I'm going off topic. Back to this real shit, you have to feel this. I have to kill this, it's all fun and games. To the day reality decides to slap you in the face. Then you back to square one. Don't ever judge a nigga until you walk the mile. In his air once, Jay West, Dave Renzo, Martin Morte. Yeah, living in the fast lane, writing lyrics, rolling planes. Yeah. Writing lyrics, rolling planes, living in the fast lane, writing lyrics, rolling planes.
Dwayne the Rock on the track, feel it!
Yeah. Good look. Good looking out on the track, the Rock. Know how we do. They can't be serious. Chuck D, gotta say it like it really is. Pockets stuffed with cheese like a Philly is. Make more money than all your affiliates. Even them Ukrainian niggas is feeling this. A big city pimp, pull it out and drill a bitch. 8 bank accounts and I ain't even got a wife. I'm at the malls all day like I ain't got a life. Walking out with 10 bags, get your swagger right. And without money, I couldn't imagine life. Broke niggas, I pay y'all to smash your wife. You're dead, say my name, it's the afterlife.
We getting money, yeah, yeah. We getting money, yeah, yeah. We getting money. We gon' show.
money is grown, and I ain't tryna babysit and chaperone. All I did was stroll by, still making the moan. Know I'm bad to the bone, must be gone off the throne. If you're thinking I'm wrong, do your own beat his own. Blog belt, miss the zone. Me and Kiss the Flow, that my punk song. Got a degree, I speak in Dutch, homes wanna clutch on, but my dick says it's touch wrong. When we come in good.
Oh, today is your birthday, and I wish you many, many, many more. Oh, today is a special day, one you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour, candy and perfume. I'm gonna shower you, precious baby, birthday baby, tonight. Oh, today is your birthday. I wish you many, many, many more. Oh, today is a special day, one you never had before. In your flowers by the hour with candy and perfume. I'm gonna shower you, pretty baby, birthday baby,
back. I was just answering all those people who wished me happy birthday today on Facebook, and that's what I was doing. So let me go on there and wind this little show down. What's going on, Dan? I'm glad you checked in the last little minute as I'm about to sign this little puppy off. What's going on with you, black woman?
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
I can't complain. Can't complain. Can't complain. How about yourself?
I'm fine. You know, it's Monday, so I have to kind of work out some things for Kingston today. So
yes,
I'm sorry I'm calling in a little late.
Nah, it ain't no problem. All I was doing is reading mails, responding back to questions and stuff like that. Somebody sent a question, why let Pianchi jump on you? Somebody sent a letter in stating that, and how come I let Danny get her questions out of her topic and stuff. A couple of more questions that was addressed to you, but I'm not going to read some things out now. I got 27 minutes to go if I can get out of here and start kicking it today. You know,
wait, what they say? They say, why does Bianchi like to jump on me?
Yeah.
I tell him because he know I can handle mine.
Well, you answered it for them if they're listening in right now. You answered it for them, you know. You know.
Look. Okay, so I have a question for you, Jimmy. Like
go
I said, I've been dying to ask you this question all day.
Go
okay?
ahead.
Here's my question. Now, we live in a day and time where there is an increase in violence everywhere, right?
Okay, right.
Do you think it's appropriate to have training where people come into the workplace with guns and pretend to shoot you?
Is it now... It all depends.
Is it training, or do you think that's a good way to train?
Well, if you're getting people, if people are volunteering themselves in and getting ready for military preparedness, or let's say, like in Chicago, they might have a chemical spill disaster preparation. Now, the only way you can prepare yourself for that is somebody come in, let's say, throw some smoke bombs, what have you, to pretend that it is, you know, and that could be the best way. I'm quite sure even in some military training, they sometimes shoot you with fake ammunition. Then sometimes they might go live ammunition. Some people look at that as that a way of training, but that's the only way you're going to be able to get a response on how people are going to act or respond. But that's just me just talking off the side of my neck. You know, I've been drinking on cognac all day. What's your take on it?
Well, I just don't know. I don't know. I think it's morbid. I think it's a morbid way. I think it's just a morbid way to train. And I'll tell you why. Because, yes, it may help you to know how to respond in a situation like that. But honestly, if something like that happens, everyone's going to panic and you're going to, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't think that there's any training in
train
the world
the panic.
That can get you ready for something like that.
But don't you got to train for the panicness also? How people are going to respond, how they respond in a panic state also? Don't you need that training down also?
Well, I think it's just a bad sign of where we are today in this society. If you have to train for things like that, then I think there's a problem.
Well, ever since 9/11 and the towers went down, George Bush told you the world is different. And we got to prepare ourselves for the new normal. And that is the new normal now, Dana.
Okay, so this is going to be a problem for me because my normal needs to be peaceful. And so I got to figure out how do we move back towards peace. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's funny you said that because, you know, on today's date, in 1901, the Nobel Peace Prize went into existence on today. So let's say happy birthday to the Nobel Peace Prize winner today and the birthday of the Nobel Peace Prize if you want to get back into peace. But everywhere there's war. War everywhere, Dana. Right now, the GDs are beefing with Rick Ross. I mean, there's war everywhere. I mean, you know, Syria, Lebanon, Turkey, Istanbul, Liberia, North Africa, South Africa, Middle Africa, Nelson Mandela sick.
We don't want this to be the new. We don't. Thank you. We don't want this to be the new normal. You know what I'm saying? And the only way, honestly, to change it is that we as people need to find a better way, as my mother said, always told us, right? You got to find a better way. And that better way is not working right now because we have become a much more violent society. And anytime you need to have training for what happens if somebody comes into your workspace in such a manner, then to me, that's saying that there's something wrong with the workplace. Or there's something so wrong with the people that it's becoming the acceptable norm. Does that make sense? See, I don't.
Well,
think
it makes sense. It makes sense in an unprofessional world. But Dana, you dreaming because we're in a brand new world. And speaking of that, let me play that cut I had in the backdrop. Still Dream by Nas and Kanye.
And at sunset. And the night falls, and them hoes call. He pulled up at 6:30 and at 7:45. As he waving shorty high, you know he's showing his bling out. She got in the car, he drove, he pulled his thing out. His girl called feeling she mad, she threw the ring out. How she found out, she dreamt the whole thing out. Y'all be going through problems, you gotta work the kinks out. When you go to sleep, what do you think about? If y'all get a divorce, she gon' take everything except the kitchen sink out. Make it so cold that you gotta pull your mink out. Or grab your roller skates and turn a roller rink out. You now back up in the club trying to mingle out. Meanwhile, she out doing the same thing now. Nightmares from your dream, gal, make you scream out.
How you a man waiting for the next man to get rich? Your plan is to stick out your hand real quick. So if he feed your family and he serve you shit, then he need that head you get and he deserve your bitch. Since you wishing cash fall from the sky all your life, dwelling on the past when you was alright, when you was getting cash but wasn't too bright. Now you're locked down, you feel like busting them shells. Nobody owe you, you can't do nothing for self. What niggas to show you how to come up with green? I schemed since I'm 14, what the fuck was your dream? Rent a car, little bras, saying you was seen with little niggas, little chain. You was doing your thing, how high was I? You the thousand sky that came around thinking we could see eye to eye. We on a different echelon, could have got bread together, now you get to get it on. So keep dreaming.
One, two, one, two. Some dreams, they dream, some dreams come true.
What,
one, two, one, two. Some dreams, they dream, some dreams come true.
She had several cars, she had credit cards and castles. Lost master battle, getting the pedicure. Bellini by the glass full, says she been meaning to ask who and need a cash rule. Who can blast tools, and I'm eating cashews. Knew she was bad news, but we mad cool. Nothing sexual, cause I knew it since high school. Grew up with my dudes, like one of my crew. She worked for Fox News. One of her men's that she lent to drive to won't come back with it, so she want him clapped in it. Says it's important that it looks like an accident. She was snorting and her eyes had bags in it. She was recording, had a wire axe and shit. 4 days before I came by, she got bagged with bricks. Crossed the line from her world of newscasting to a world of entrapment. A good girl, going back, still drinking.
Dream, some dreams come true.
Dream.
What, one, two, one, two. Some dreams, they dream, some dreams come
still
true.
Dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny, you're dreaming. That's the things that you did. Yeah, Danny, you're dreaming. That's why things are not going to be like they are.
Well, but it has to change. You know what I'm saying? Because then, once this new norm is accepted, then what comes next? That's the key. What comes next? And unless we can somehow figure out how to curtail it and start working on fixing it, then it continues, and it becomes more of a vicious cycle. You see what I mean?
Well, the cycle, I mean, but you still got to prepare yourself. You still got to prepare yourself for anything that might happen. And sometimes anything might happen normally is for some type of tactics.
Okay, so I guess in my opinion, the appropriate thing is not to train for a situation like that. The more appropriate thing is to prevent the situation taking place. Right? And violence, you know, it's always been said that violence begets violence. So you don't want to beat your children, right? You don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to do all those things because what it does is it teaches us that violence is acceptable, and it's not. So I think that is the bigger take home, that I don't want to be training for what happens when, you know, the robber comes, or what happens when this, that, and the other badness occurs. Instead, I think it's more important that we find a way to stop all this excessive violence from happening, because I think that's the bigger issue.
Well, how can you... That, but things are already set in motion now. It's difficult to go back to the past.
Yeah, but change is always hard. Change, nothing great is ever easy. And so even if it's difficult, it doesn't mean that difficult is impossible. I mean, yeah, of course I dream of us living in a world where, you know, there's peace and harmony. But I think that once it gets so out of control, then eventually, you know, it has to stop. Because if it doesn't, where are we headed and what are we becoming? So when I found out about training like that, it made me think, what kind of a sick place are we in to where we would even need something like that? You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're under attack all day. Look what happened in Benghazi. Those guys at that embassy did not think that they would be attacked, and they were.
You're right. But you're right, definitely. But I think it's one thing when those kinds of things are happening outside of the country and something else when they're happening inside of the country.
But now we have terrorists in America. They're called sleeper cells, and they're here. We have to prepare ourselves. I mean, we don't want another 9/11 to happen. We don't want nobody to go storm no airplane doors again. We got to protect ourselves from the Unabomber, the diaper bomber, and all those bombers. I mean, that's the new normal we're living at now. That's just how it is now. Ain't no, I mean, I cannot recall a time now, Dana, where I have not went through the airport without being patted down. Have you? Can you? No.
I can remember a time when that wasn't necessary. And that's the reason we need to get backwards instead of forward.
But Dana, those days are long gone again. You can never go to the airport again without never being patted down again. So you can forget about those days. Those days forgotten about. You never see those days again. So as time changed, you're correct. I do miss the good old days, but the good old days are over. The good old days are over. You know? You got grandmas getting patted down at the airport now. Why? Why? What a grandma going to have in the name of security, but it's there. It's there. Not to jump on Obama, but he can stop that if he felt like it. But he feels that it's necessary because there must be a threat alert.
That's no. You know what? I disagree. You know what? I disagree. You can't even let me tell you. Our president handles his business. And especially when it comes to people targeting us in the United States. Matter of fact, I was watching
That's
the
why we're still getting patted down.
I was watching a special the other day, and maybe it was the old Secretary of Defense, I'm not sure. Whoever he was on TV, they asked him that question specifically, and he said, don't get it wrong. He does a great job. And I agree. I second that and third that motion. He does an outstanding job.
Okay,
and
that's good. Dana, that's good. But do you – that's why I feel that if you feel he's doing an outstanding job, then he must feel that we got to keep patting out elderly people because he must know something is going on. So that's why you have training at your office because the president feels that it's still going on. So you must agree with
it. No, he's trying to turn it around and make it a skewed argument.
I agree with the sentence, Dana.
I see a question about training. No one can ever have the argument that our president doesn't have
the training. No, Dana, this training has been authorized by the President of the United States in any building in America. If anybody's going to come in and pretend that they're doing terrorist attack, the government has to know about it, so they will not respond. So that means he has to give the okay to it. So therefore, he must know something. And just like you applaud his act on terrorism, keeping us safe, he got to keep us safe, Dana.
Yeah, he has. He has definitely come in and showed he's not talking about it. He's being about it.
That you're disagreeing with is needed now.
No, that's not true.
It is needed because the president feels that it's needed.
I said that. We don't know what he feels is needed.
He got to feel it's needed for people to feel that their rights are being violated. I'm just saying. You're correct. No, I'm rolling with you. I'm rolling with you.
You're making an skewed argument. And it's not skewed.
No, I'm not making a skewed argument. This is what the people talk about. This is what the people be talking about. Why do I be jumping on Dana? No, people. This is the argument that this lady makes. She just made the argument that the president of the United States of America is doing a damn good job keeping us safe. And I happen to agree with her. So that's why old ladies are still being. Hold on for a sec. I got somebody in Mississippi calling in. Jimmy's Underground Radio. How can I help? What's going on? Who this?
Happy birthday, Jimmy. Shana.
What's going on, Shana? Well, thank you very kindly for wishing me a happy birthday.
Oh,
now you're going to say happy birthday. Don't try to jump on late after you just talk about all this Obama stuff. I can't believe.
I'm so glad you called, because Jimmy wanted to beat me up on his birthday, and I don't deserve it.
That's right. That's right. You don't deserve that. Jimmy Lee, how old are you?
Well, I stopped counting after 26. That's all I know. We'll leave it at that. How old are you? We put that out there on the air? Of course you won't. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Well, hold on. Listen, everybody been wishing me happy birthday. I've been playing this song, so let me play it again. Hold on.
Oh, today is your birthday, and I wish you many, many, many more. Oh, today is a special day, one you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour, candy and perfume. I'm gonna shower you, precious baby, birthday baby, tonight. Oh, today is your birthday. I wish you many, many, many more. Oh, today is a special day, one you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour, candy and perfume. I'm gonna shower you, pretty baby, birthday baby,
Sean. That's what I've been playing it. Hey, by the way, do you got a birthday coming up, or is it past like that, lady?
My birthday was Saturday.
But anyway, there you go. Happy birthday to you also. And then
Thank you, David.
You ain't got to be a stranger since you be having niggas stranded in Jackson now. You don't need to be a stranger now. No. But anyway, while I got you on, what's going on with Organa Gold? What's up? Anything, any holiday specials you got going on for Organa Gold, Miss Shana?
Well, just go to my website, 601jazzcafe.organagold.com. Got the black latte. We got the mocha for you, hot chocolate. Go there, check it out, order up for Christmas. Somebody wants some coffee somewhere.
Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. The Jazz Cafe is one of the main distributors of the Organo Gold Coffee. It gives natural energy,
delivered right to your doorstep. If you want to order your coffee today, contact Shauna at 601-918-2079 or go to 601jazzcafe.organogold.com. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe, got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe, got your latte at the Jazz Cafe, at the Jazz Cafe, at the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe, got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe, got your latte at the Jazz Cafe, at the Jazz Cafe, at the Jazz Cafe.
Is that better, Sean? Something like that? Is that a better plug for you?
That's better.
Oh,
crazy.
That's a better plug for you. Well, I'm about to go in there and wrap this show. I'm glad I ended with a happy birthday from you, Shauna, so I got it live on tape since Dana called in. 20 minutes before my show was over, I couldn't get a birthday from her. And then getting mad because Obama got everybody practicing carrot training and all that stuff.
Yeah, I get treated. I'll give his birthday of all days. He's supposed to be good to me.
He's like, everybody gets spanked on their birthday. But anyway, I appreciate you calling, Sean, and you also, Dan. I just appreciate everybody that's listening in today. I had to think about doing a show, but the only reason I did a show because y'all keep my numbers up, and I thank you like that. So I'm going to go in here and end it with a song I want to play. It's still hip-hop, but it's the closest
happy
thing I can
birthday,
get to hip-hop.
Happy birthday, Jimmy.
I will thank you, and I appreciate that at the end. So now I get some spiritual stuff. This is for everybody out there, because we only got tomorrow, so what would you do if heaven was just a mile away? But now, can I may you God be with you.
Get high, would he stop smoking? If he knew on his own 2 feet, he could just stroll in to get away and escape from the craziness. And I bet you there's a heaven for an atheist. It's partaking this racist planet where they take a younger brother in a handcuff. Even if he innocent, nigga, get on the car, put your motherfucking hands up. Thinking I'ma lose it. My mom's in chemo 3 times a week, yo, keep trying. But people is hard and guard your young soldiers, not sober, but need you. This world's my home, a world I would leave you.
This heaven was a mile away.
Would I pack up my bags and leave this world behind?
This heaven was a mile away.
But save it all for you.
This heaven was a mile away.
Would I fill the tank up with gas and be out the front door in a flash? Before reconsidering the hell.
You did call me my birthday, Dana, so I can't say you didn't. Happy birthday to the last minute, though.
I know. Well, my new teacher, Jimmy, so I was so glad I got to talk to you. Happy birthday.
I didn't do it at that time.
How are you, precious baby, birthday baby, tonight?
I wish you many, many, many more.
Oh, today is a special day.
One you never. baby, tonight.